Chapter 6. And the Lord said to Moses, Now you will see what I am about to do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand he will be forced to let them go, driving them out of his land because of my outstretched arm. And God said to Moses, I am Yahweh, I let myself be seen by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as God, the ruler of all, but they had no knowledge of my name Yahweh. And I made an agreement with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their wanderings. And truly my ears are open to the cry of the children of Israel whom the Egyptians keep under their yoke, and I have kept in mind my agreement. Say then to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will take you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and make you safe from their power, and will make you free by the strength of my arm after great punishments. And I will take you to be my people and I will be your God, and you will be certain that I am the Lord your God, who takes you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will be your guide into the land which I made an oath to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for your heritage, I am Yahweh. And Moses said these words to the children of Israel, but they gave no attention to him, because of the grief of their spirit and the cruel weight of their work. And the Lord said to Moses, Go in and say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he is to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses, answering the Lord, said, See, the children of Israel will not give ear to me, how then will Pharaoh give ear to me, whose lips are unclean? And the word of the Lord came to Moses and Aaron, with orders for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to take the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' families, the sons of Reuben the oldest son of Israel, Hanok, and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi, these are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shaul, the son of a woman of Canaan, these are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi in the order of their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari, and the years of Levi's life were 137. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei, in the order of their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uzziel, and the years of Kohath's life were 133. And the sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi, these are the families of the Levites, in the order of their generations. And Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife, and she gave birth to Aaron and Moses, and the years of Amram's life were 137. And the sons of Izhar, Korah and Nephi and Zitri. And the sons of Uzziel, Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. And Aaron took as his wife Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Nashon, and she gave birth to Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir and Elkanah and Abiasaph, these are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took as his wife one of the daughters of Putiel, and she gave birth to Phinehas. These are the heads of the families of the Levites, in the order of their families. These are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, Take the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt in their armies. These are the men who gave orders to Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. And on the day when the word of the Lord came to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to Moses, I am the Lord, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I am saying to you. And Moses said to the Lord, My lips are unclean, how is it possible that Pharaoh will give me a hearing? Chapter 7. And the Lord said to Moses, See I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother will be your prophet. Say whatever I give you orders to say, and Aaron your brother will give word to Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And I will make Pharaoh's heart hard, and my signs and wonders will be increased in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not give ear to you, and I will put my hand on Egypt, and take my armies, my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, after great punishments. And the Egyptians will see that I am the Lord, when my hand is stretched out over Egypt, and I take the children of Israel out from among them. And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord gave them orders, so they did. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they gave the Lord's word to Pharaoh. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, If Pharaoh says to you, Let me see a wonder, then say to Aaron, Take your rod and put it down on the earth before Pharaoh so that it may become a snake. Then Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh and they did as the Lord had said, and Aaron put his rod down on the earth before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a snake. Then Pharaoh sent for the wise men and the wonder workers, and they, the wonder workers of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts. For every one of them put down his rod on the earth, and they became snakes, but Aaron's rod made a meal of their rods. But Pharaoh's heart was made hard, and he did not give ear to them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Pharaoh's heart is unchanged, he will not let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning, when he goes out to the water, you will be waiting for him by the edge of the Nile, with a rod which was turned into a snake in your hand, and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go so that they may give me worship in the wasteland, but up to now you have not given ear to his words. So the Lord says, By this you may be certain that I am the Lord, see, by the touch of this rod in my hand the waters of the Nile will be turned to blood, and the fish in the Nile will come to destruction, and the river will send up a bad smell, and the Egyptians will not be able, for disgust, to make use of the water of the Nile for drinking. And the Lord said, Say to Aaron, Let the rod in your hand be stretched out over the waters of Egypt, and over the rivers and the streams and the pools, and over every stretch of water, so that they may be turned to blood, and there will be blood through all the land of Egypt, in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord had said, and when his rod had been lifted up and stretched out over the waters of the Nile before the eyes of Pharaoh and his servants, all the water in the Nile was turned to blood, and the fish in the Nile came to destruction, and a bad smell went up from the river, and the Egyptians were not able to make use of the water of the Nile for drinking, and there was blood through all the land of Egypt. And the wonder workers of Egypt did the same with their secret arts, but Pharaoh's heart was made hard, and he would not give ear to them, as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh went into his house, and did not take even this to heart. And all the Egyptians made holes round about the Nile to get drinking water, for they were not able to make use of the Nile water. And 7 days went past, after the Lord had put his hand on the Nile. Psalm 8. To the chief music maker on a jatith. A psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, whose glory is higher than the heavens, how noble is your name in all the earth. You have made clear your strength even out of the mouths of babies at the breast, because of those who are against you, so that you may put to shame the cruel and violent man. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have put in their places, what is man, that you keep him in mind, the son of man, that you take him into account? For you have made him only a little lower than the gods, crowning him with glory and honor. You have made him ruler over the works of your hands, you have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatever goes through the deep waters of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how noble is your name in all the earth. Psalm 9. To the chief music maker on Muthlabban. A psalm of David. I will give you praise, O Lord, with all my heart. I will make clear all the wonder of your works. I will be glad and have delight in you. I will make a song of praise to your name, O Most High. When my haters are turned back, they will be broken and overcome before you. For you gave approval to my right and my cause, you were seated in your high place judging in righteousness. You have said sharp words to the nations, you have sent destruction on the sinners, you have put an end to their name forever and ever. You have given their towns to destruction, the memory of them has gone, they have become waste forever. But the Lord is King forever, he has made ready his high seat for judging. And he will be the judge of the world in righteousness, giving true decisions for the peoples. The Lord will be a high tower for those who are crushed down, a high tower in times of trouble, and those who have knowledge of your name will put their faith in you, because you, Lord, have ever given your help to those who are waiting for you. Make songs of praise to the Lord, whose house is in Zion, make his doings clear to the people. When he makes search for blood, he has them in his memory. He is not without thought for the cry of the poor. Have mercy on me, O Lord, and see how I am troubled by my haters. Let me be lifted up from the doors of death, so that I may make clear all your praise in the house of the daughter of Zion. I will be glad because of your salvation. The nations have gone down into the hole which they made, in their secret net is their foot taken. The Lord has given knowledge of himself through his judging, the evildoer is taken in the net which his hands had made. Higgin, Selah. The sinners and all the nations who have no memory of God will be turned into the underworld. For the poor will not be without help, The hopes of those in need will not be crushed forever. Up. O Lord, let not man overcome you, let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord, so that the nations may see that they are only men. Selah.